G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, September 3, first weekend of spring, officially. I'm John Barker. Joining me once again, Joel Marshall and Carl Iorio. Joel, massive racing in two cities once again. What race are you looking forward to the most?
Well, Winx is obviously a highlight in Sydney, but the Darto is obviously a very interesting race with a lot of these horses. A few resuming, a couple that did resume with poor runs trying to bounce back, and obviously we've got this Japanese horse, Tosin Stardom, with a fair bit of interest around him. We've seen him in Australia before. He performed quite well in Sydney. Was it 2014? It wasn't last year, was it? It was 2014.
Contributor. Yeah, he finished second to Contributor.
So it's been a little while since we've seen him, but now he's with Darren Weir. So that's probably where most of the interest kicks off. And obviously we've got Robert Hickmott and Lloyd Williams with kicking off a few imports, as they do at these Mooney Valley meetings.
Well, that's an interesting point, Carl. One of my fun facts about the Darto Tan Chin Nam Stakes is that no horse has ever won it first up, and yet the ones that are dominating discussions, a lot of them are first up. And speaking of Contributor, who Tosin Stardom ran second to, Contributor started a $2.20 favourite in this race last year first up and ran fifth. Are you falling into one of the first uppers this year?
No, I'm not. It's interesting. I think the Darto may have come forward 1 week, which might have happened last year, so that perhaps is enticing a few to go first up, and particularly I guess these European imports and the type of horse we've got here contesting the cups, more trainers are more inclined to run their horses first up. I mean, half the field in the heavily handicapped was first up, and that's quite unusual as well.
All right, we will take you right through the black type at Mooney Valley. So we'll get to the Darto later and we'll get to Winx after that, so stay tuned. Make yourself a cup of tea and get ready for the black type at Mooney Valley, which starts with race 5, Mitty's Racing Colours McEwen Stakes. 1,000 metres, weight for age. Good race, Joel.
Yeah, good race. Heatherly was reasonably dominant first up. She looks to have come back in good order. She's well found in the betting, but found it tough to tip against her. So I'm tipping 8 Heatherly to beat 10 Chloe in Paris. Another interesting runner. We haven't seen her since April 2015. It's been a while. She's been off the scene with some knee issues, but she's pretty talented when right. Damien Oliver to ride for Kieran Maher. Two Furnaces ran well in this race last year behind Chautauqua, and Flamberge did have the lightweight, the three-year-old's weight. It's got the 58.5 now, of course, but he can run well. And Six Wild Rain, bit of a freshen since that first up win. She won't be too far from them.
Yeah, I'm going to sound like a bit of a smarty pants here, but Mooney Valley 1,000 metres and 1,200 metres, barriers are just oh so important to finding the winner. And Headley drawing the outside barrier, I think, is a big risk, and I'd love to be a bookmaker taking her on, I think.
You can be now, Carl. It's Betfair.
That's exactly right. So if anyone wants to match me, please put your money on there and I'll take it. I've gone with Furnaces on top, barrier 3. I think it's just going to get a lovely run in behind them. It ran third in this race last year behind Chautauqua and Flamberge. Of course, both those horses won Group 1 races at Mooney Valley later in the season. Furnaces sat in the box seat, and I think we'll get a similar run here and finish over the top. Ahead of Wild Rain, I'm sure. Ahead of Shardell, I should say, will be finishing home strongly. Wild Rain in for third, looks the likely leader. And then Heatherly for fourth, I think, will be weakening at the finish.
Furnaces for me, Carl, is the bad news. I'm with you. Number 2 to beat 7 Alpha Miss. And apologies to Best Bets readers because I had Alpha Miss on top and Best Bets, but then I've since found that Robert Smurden is expecting Alpha Miss to improve with the run. I can't believe I've changed my tip based on the public comments of a trainer.
Don't worry.
And number 6, Wild Rain for 3rd, and 8, Heatherly for 4th. Race 6 at Mooney Valley, first leg of the quaddie. Mitchelton Wines Atlantic Jewel Stakes, 1,200 metres for 3-year-old fillies. A listed event, and form lines coming from all over the shop here too, Joel.
Yeah, certainly are. I'm going to back Oregon's Day each way here, number 8 from the Mick Price Yard. The debut was really good without a lot of luck. Went to Caulfield and won well. Really liked the fight she showed. She was headed and really had to fight back the last 50 metres to win. The horse she was headed by was Highland Beat. Nothing wrong with that form. He's since been runner-up in the Vane and the McNeil. So I think she can run well. She might be a bit underrated. I put her ahead of 9 Sebring Dream, who created a really good impression in her first prep. runner up on debut down the straight, then appreciated it. Getting to 1400, second up, I think she can run well. 14 Tantap Beauty was really good around here a couple of weeks ago, just going to need luck from that inside draw. And 13 Athena Lass, she'll put herself right on the speed and give yous a good sight. But plenty of others you can certainly include in the quaddy. Certainly number one, Whispering Brook, will be going in my quaddy.
Sebring Dream for me. I thought the debut effort was quite good behind I Am a Star. And then last time stalked a pretty moderate gallop, but quickened the best and won quite convincingly over 1400 metres at its second start. I'm sure she'll be better over further. She's a genuine 1000 guineas contender and drawn together a really nice run in behind them from barrier two. So got it on top from number 14, Tantap Beauty. A big run last time was three wide with cover and finished home strongly out wide for second when Sweet Sherry just got that lovely run up on the fence. And I think all things being equal, Tantap Beauty was the run of the race. Third, number 16, Piccadilly's half-sister, the Fastnet Rock, has plenty of ability, but has a fair share of issues as well that Lee Friedman, I guess, has to manage. And if she gets a run the second emergency, I'm sure she'll make her presence felt. And for fourth, number 11, Merriest.
13, Athena Lass for me. I made my value bet of the day. And looking at our eight-person tips grid, I thought, yes, well, I've done pretty well there because... Only Terry Bailey and Grace Ramage coming off a top debut effort have even put Athena Lass in their top four. But then I have a look at the markets, and of the ones that are actually guaranteed a run, she is in fact the favourite at $6. Behind Piccadilly's at $5.50, it's... geez, I reckon that's... I just reckon that's a bit of hype, Piccadilly's being the favourite in this race.
Yeah, she's very short. She does, we must say, I Am a Star almost certainly, I think, is definitely going to Sydney. Just one more scratch in Piccadilly's.
All righty. Race, Athena Lass was mine from 8, Oregon's Day 2. I Am a Star, I'll need a new one. 16 Piccadilly's I've fallen into as well. Race 7 at Moonee Valley. SAJ Fruit Supply Stakes, time-honoured. 1200 listed, Joel.
Time on it, yes. 14 Sebring Sun for me. The debut for Darren Weir I thought was pretty good. Settled just off midfield, loomed into the race on the turn, hit the front, and just got run over late by Fast Cash and the winner, which was just magical. A good debut for the stable. He's always had plenty of talent, has wanted to mix it up a little bit, but maybe now with Darren Weir he can find that consistency, and with that run under his belt. Granted, he's not really well weighted, having Fast and Rocking with the 59 and the rest of the weights compressed. But I'll put him on top of 12 Fast Cash, who was really good in that same race. Just didn't really want to travel at all. Damien Oliver was riding him along most of the race. They put the blinkers on, so that might help in that department. 3 Voodoo Lad does look well in at the weights. And 1 Fast and Rocking, the class in for 4.
Nobody's put Rough Justice in their top 4 in the panel except me, and I've put it on top as my value bet. I thought it was a really nice first up run over 1,000 metres at Flemington. Then last time, settled 3 back the fence, didn't get much room in the straight, and it was only beaten 2 lengths by Just Magical, the trifecta in that race swooping out wide, which was the best part of the track, and Rough Justice was just bowled all the way on the inside. So third up, draws barrier 3, draws to probably be the one that gets the first crack at them on the home turn, and I think can run a really good race, dropping 6 kilos in weight. So got it on top from number 12, Fast Cash, will get back and be steaming home out wide. Third, number 3, Voodoo Lad, who is in the zone and must be considered from barrier 4. And Sebring Sun did nothing wrong last start on debut with Darren Weir.
3, Voodoo Lad will do me. Barrier 4, flying 15 points clear in the white way ratings and only a kilo over the minimum. To beat 4, Keen Array. 12 Fast Cash, 7 Le Bon Sur. Race 8 at Moonee Valley, last of the black type races and the main race of the day. It is the Group 2 Dato Tanchin Nam Stakes, worth $250,000, 1600 metres, Joel.
Yeah, without a lot of confidence, I have gone for Jamaica. She's going to need a good ride from Craig Williams, drawn where she is, but I thought the first up run was really good. She likes Moonee Valley, and in a race without a lot of confidence, I've put her on top, just ahead of 2, the United States. Obviously, you're not 100% sure where he's at in his prep, and what sort of races they're really targeting. Probably the Cox Plate, but if he's ready to go, I think he'll run well. One Tosin Stardom obviously bears very close watching, and seven Awesome Rock didn't really get much cover, even though he drew the inside. Sort of didn't get cover the way the race was run at Caulfield first up. Was a little bit disappointing, but might be a bit fitter for that. So 14.217.
Yeah, 14 on top for me as well. Jamaica best bet of the day. I thought the Lawrence Stakes run was very good. It got back and found the line nicely. It was in restricted room for much of the straight. You could probably mount a case that with a bit more luck, Jamaica would have beaten Miss Rose DeLago. Fitter for that run, up to the mile suits, handles Mooney Belly. And the key for me as well is that there's going to be a lot of high speed in this race with the cleaner and Miss Rose DeLago again going forward and setting it up for something perhaps to overrun them late. And Jamaica certainly wasn't perturbed by that fast speed first up 1400. So I've got her on top with a bit of confidence from 10 Suavito, who I'm sure will improve with the blinkers on. Third number 9 Tavigo, I would have preferred to have seen him next week in the Maccabi Diva, but I'm just putting him on trust and a bit of a lack of respect for the opposition as well, even though I don't think he'll be suited by the breakneck tempo early. And for fourth number 1 Tucson Stardom.
8 Mahuta for mine, and I'm happy with Mahuta, but after that I pretty much threw my hands up and went for 5 Sign Off, 12 Miss Rose DeLago, and 3 The Cleaner. That wraps up a big program at Mooney Valley. My best was one we didn't cover, which was race 3, number 12, Rocketeer. Not very far off Leoti, and then won very well at Wang and paying about $9, which is longer than my value bet, which is race 6, number 13, Athena Lass. Joel?
My best value we've covered, Sebring Sun. My best race 7, my value, Oregon's Day, and a roughie to come home with in the last, maybe Swagadelic, race 9, number 5.
Yeah, my best bet, race 8, number 14, Jamaica. My value bet, race 7, number 8, Rough Justice.
We move to Royal Randwick for Sydney Racing on Saturday. And the highlight, undoubtedly, probably not from a punting point of view, but certainly from a racing purist point of view, is the appearance of Winx. Will be even shorter than she was first up after just having handled her opposition with disdain. And really there's nothing here that you would expect to upset the apple cart, but we will get to that shortly. First we'll go to race 3. It is the Daily Telegraph Ming Dynasty Quality, the Group 3 over 1400 for 3-year-olds, Joel.
I've gone with number 4, High Mist, returning off a little bit of a let-up. Hugh Bowman to ride, really finished strongly last time out and just missed picking up the leader. He's a bit of a work in progress. He was really, really impressive first up in a maiden on the Beaumont track. And he just, I think now that he's come to town, he's had those 3 runs and he's just sort of still learning his trade. He's had a bit of a break and he might come back better. I'll put him ahead of 3 Swear, who was really good winning at Hawkesbury on their big carnival day at the end of the autumn. A couple of trials have been sound. I think the 1400's certainly going to suit him. 2 Taj Mahal got to the line well first up, and 1 Skylight Glow in for 4.
Yeah, Taj Mahal for me, number 2. This horse just raced keenly a little bit and he has a bad tendency to do so off an even speed, but I thought he found the line nicely for 5th behind Divine Prophet, and I think Divine Prophet's a key contender in the Golden Rose next week. So I've got Taj Mahal on top from 3 Swear. It was a good run-on effort at Hawkesbury on debut. Never easy to make ground at Hawkesbury, and particularly that race, it was against the tempo as well. Just not sure about the opposition he beat, but you've got to respect the way he beat them. 3rd, number 4, High Mist, and for 4th, number 6, Argentina.
All right, well, the remaining 4 group races at Randwick are the 4 legs of the quaddy, or the treble, as you might say it is this week. First of those is race 6, Fitzy and Whippers. Previously the Furious Stakes, now Fitzy and Whippers, Fast and Furious Stakes, 1200 metres for 3-year-old fillies.
I'm on it. 5 Baccarella for me. Got a bit of time for this filly. She won at good odds first up off some good trial form. They stepped her up in class last time out, and while she was no match for Oh My Sword in the straight, I thought her run was really good. She was 3 wide throughout and beat the rest of them pretty handily, but Oh My Sword put her to the sword and won by over 3 lengths. But I really like Baccarella's run. If she can just get in and get a bit of cover from another awkward gate, Tim Clark to do the steering again, thought she'd be hard to beat. From 14 Smart Amelia, who at times has shown good ability at the trials, and in her first prep she was really good on debut, not so good next time, but had a few excuses in running. A couple of trials have been okay, perhaps could have seen a little bit better, but I'll throw her in. One, I Am a Star, the Victorian, really impressed at Caulfield first up. And two, Honesty Prevails. Very high up in betting for the 1,000 guineas with some markets, a bit higher than I expected, but she certainly has shown her share of talent.
I've gone with 6 Chapanda on top. I'm surprised at the price that she is. She's double figures, and don't often see her about a returning first up horse, James McDonald and John O'Shea combining, but I thought the first up win last campaign was really good, overcoming traffic issues and winning quite nicely over Legerity, and then had a just got way too far back, but found the line nicely in the listed race in Brisbane back in June. I like the recent trials, and I think she can get the job done here from Baccarelli, your top selection, Joel. For the reasons you outlined, I thought it was really good off that wide run when behind Omer I saw last time. 3rd number 7, Fox Plate, and 4th number 2, Honesty Prevails.
Main event at Randwick on Saturday is race 7, the Tattersalls Club Chelmsford Stakes. Weight for age, 1600 metre group 2, worth 250,000. Joel, are we getting to the a black caviar type situation with Winx, where any horse that really would be any chance of beating her is just dodging her?
Yes, yeah, well that is. We need a Haylis, don't we? A horse that just continues to run second and chase her home. But geez, you know, any doubts you had were allayed first up. She just looks even better this time in. So have to have her on top. 8 Prized Icon, the 3-year-old, I've thrown in for second. 3-year-olds have run well in this race without winning. I thought his first up run was certainly good enough with the big weight. 60 and a half, I think he had, or 61 with the penalties, but it was a good run. 3 Hartnell's obviously come back in pretty good order. And 1 Preferment, I thought, might run a cheeky race fresh. He wasn't too bad first up last prep, and his trials have been okay.
Yeah, Winx on top, obviously. I guess the first up run got outside the lead reasonably cheaply. They crawled early, and she just showed a really superior turn of foot to win quite comfortably. And the same will probably happen on the weekends. I mean, she's drawn the outside. I'm sure Hugh Bowman will just take his time to amble across, dictate from outside the lead, and it's probably going to be a similar story. I've got Hartnell in for second. I really like the way he found the line behind Winx last time, and that was his first run below 1,600 metres in Australia, so there's plenty of merit to that effort. Third, I've put in number 6, Spirit Jim. I think his French form's outstanding. His 2 failures in France were in the Prix de l'Arc Triomphe the past 2 years, but you know, at his best, he's certainly capable, and he doesn't mind wet grounds either. And for 4th, number 1, Preferment.
And 5 of the Winx's 7 rivals here are trained by Waller. So, I mean, how hard would you be going to get her beaten if you were one of those jockeys?
Exactly.
And I guess, you know, maybe the challenge for Winx might be the day she draws Barrier 1, the bigger field and less stable mates in there, and it might be a bit competitive and willing, but these are half follies for her.
Yeah, we might be waiting till the Cox Plate, even the Caulfield Stakes. You'd think the serious contenders might go the Turnbull.
Traditionally a small field too, Caulfield Stakes.
Yeah. 3-year-olds in the Cox Plate, maybe up on the pace, run along, maybe that might be something.
They never win, Carl. Race 8, Tattersalls Club Tramway Stakes, 1,400 metres, Group 2, Joel.
Heavens above here for me, the mare. She's got to take another step up to meet the boys, but she had her best prep by far last time in. She hasn't had too many preps, only lightly raced, but was really good through the autumn, winning a Group 3 and running second to Ascadelia in the Group 1 Queen of the Turf. First up, carried the penalty, had the 59 kilos. I thought she was really good to the line, finishing 4th, not too far from the winner. Down to 54 kilos, loves the wet. I think she can run really well, about $9 each way. From 1, Lee Remain, really good first up, just ran into a fit, informed mare in Tycoon Tara. 5 Saddler's Lake was also good first up, and 9 Dibiani. It doesn't win out of turn, but the run first up down the straight was good, and this looks a bit of a target race for the Hayes Dabernet yard.
Yeah, Saddler's Lake for me, I thought he'd run a bit of a race first up, and he certainly did. He bit unlucky not to win, I thought, and gave the winner 8.5 kilos in running home into second. So just a bit of an each way price again. I've got him on top from number 2, Happy Clapper, who was in excellent form last campaign. For 3rd, number 1, Lair Remain. Bit of a horse that continues to fly under the radar a bit, but he's really ticking over nicely. I thought that first up run was really good, and I'm sure he'll be fitter for that. And for fourth, number seven, Sons of John.
Wrapping it up at Royal Randwick is race 9, James Bogue's Premium Concord Stakes over 1,000 metres, a Group 3, Joel.
Went with the class, number 1, Japanisma. Trials have been good, he's a good horse. It does have the 60 kilos, but I think he can overcome it. Thought the Queenslander had run really well, and she was probably the value at around $13. I think you can still get number 10, Hidden Pearl. She's building a really good record, and she'll be up on the pace, giving a good cheek. 5 Federal in for third, and 2 Kinglike for fourth.
Yeah, craftiness. I'm surprised by the price. He's around about $12, and for a horse that is yet to miss a top two finish from 5 previous first up runs, and also yet to miss the Quinella from 6 goes over this distance. Yeah, I'm surprised by his price. He's drawn to get a lovely run up on the pace. He's well weighted. He measured up in the Concord last year by finishing second to Shiraz, and he was beaten a neck in that race. So, gee, I think he's well and truly over the odds. From 1, Japonisme, who I think ran a career best effort first up last campaign in the Lightning. For 3rd, number 2, Kinglike, and for 4th, number 9, Sarajevo.
All right, wrapping up a massive card of racing at Royal Randwick. You're going head-to-head with your best bets and your value bets, boys.
My best is Baccarella, so that means, Carl, yours must be Chapanda.
Yep.
And my value was Heavens Above. So yours is Saddler's Lane.
There you go. You even know my tips, and I was struggling to remember.
Take the Cornelis, take the Duets.
Racing on the Parks track at Morfordville on Saturday. And Carl, we go to race 5, where a very special horse by the name of Nococo will line up for Tony McAvoy, number 10.
That's right. I watched Nococo run 4th first up on the bombless track, and it was hard to make ground that day. And gee, these tracks in Adelaide, they're almost like swimming pools. They really aren't draining well. And Nococo did a really nice job, I thought, in the circumstances. Just short the run first up, 12.50, and belled on okay for 4th. Fither, hopefully the track dries out just a wee bit, and I think he can handle this opposition. I mean, a few might be scratched as well. Cavaloce also ran in that shortened Balaclava Cup yesterday, so a few might come out, and I think Nococo can get the job done. Value bet is race 8, number 13, Pash Hero. Molar consistency, Jamie Carr seems to click with this horse. The last start effort was particularly encouraging. I think it ran by memory fifth, I should say, behind Marco Polo. Start before that was a winner in the Morfordville Parks track over 1300. So Jamie Carr hasn't missed a place from her past 3 rides on this horse. And 55 kilos should be thereabouts at the finish.
Eagle Farm, the despised Eagle Farm, is the venue for Brisbane racing on Saturday. Be patient, I'm sure that all will be well in the long run. And one of the highlights, Joel, is the Virginian, the shock place getter, shock last start place getter in the Stradbroke on this track. Advantaged that day or not?
Well, advantaged because he was to the outside and running on, but still, advantage or not, it was a huge effort.
Well, it's a big run for a Class 3 plate where you've only got 2 kilos above the minimum.
You're not getting weight off other horses.
Why you wouldn't sell that horse to Hong Kong and just cash in? I actually think he might. I'd be curious to see how he progresses. He might get beaten on the weekend. $1.60.
Well, he's going to be wide again. Is it wide? Is it good to be wide there now, John?
It should be. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Can't be on the fence. So he's.
Well, he won't be from. Oh no. Well, 12 of 12, I suppose. By the time the emergencies come out.
Yeah. Look, there's a couple of horses in the race that are ready. Dylan's Luck's ready to win. So Miraggio's unbeaten 2 starts, and Chan Francisco's going to be close to a win. So. But really, yeah, he should be winning. So most people will probably look at it as a treble, the quaddy I speak of, but. My best for the meeting, you'll get some cash for your quaddy if you back the first winner, and he's about $19, number 13, Mad Loose Missile. Best of the day for me. Really liked his 2 runs in maiden grade. $15 the place last start, and he ran 4th. Would have been nice if he had got 3rd, but he comes to town and we're still going to get a price, and I think despite being a maiden, I think he can measure up. It is a 3-year-old race, and these horses do improve quickly. I like him, and my value is race 7, number 7, Alpha Beat from the Van Dyke Yard, running ops to ride. The two runs back have been good. This former Sydney galloper will enjoy the step up to a mile, and yeah, he hit the line strongly last start, so he might just about be ready.
All right, Carl, if I can distract you from the races on your phone, you got nothing to tell us about Eagle Farm?
No, apart from the fact Virginia and $1.60, I'd be curious to perhaps look.
Another! Oh, look out. Get on there. Get on there. He is ready to match. Belmont is the venue for Perth Racing on Saturday, and let's hope they run this because otherwise... we'll be looking for a 12-page lift out next week. There's 9 races, Joel. There's plenty of horses. There's the now traditional race 1 maiden with 20 in it. What have you found for us there?
The Little Creatures maiden too. Good drop, The Little Creatures.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
My value bet comes up in the first. Lone Sailor, race 1, number 7. Fourth on debut in a maiden at Belmont. Really good. Hit the line hard. Paul Harvey sticks with. Drawn wide, but probably not going to be a disadvantage with the track being rain affected. And he'll take plenty of improvement out of that debut run, you would expect. And my best was same as last week. Ready to Fire. Race 6, number 4. Has been knocking on the door. This is actually an easier race than what she was down to run in last week. It's an apprentice's race. Jake Casey to take the ride. She's testing the patience, but I think if we give her one more go on Saturday, she will reward us.
Earlier in the day, they are racing at Whanganui and Ellerslie.
Yes, well, a couple of good meetings for the jumpers at Ellerslie. If you're going to watch, you asked me what my highlight was of the weekend, but this should have come straight to my off the tip of my tongue. If you're going to watch one race on Saturday, watch the Great Northern Steeplechase, race 6, 1:29 Eastern Standard Time at Ellerslie, up the famous Ellerslie Hill 3 times. Shane Jackson across to ride, Stephen Pateman, Brad McLean, so plenty of interest from an Australian point of view. I like 11 Crash Bandicoot, lightly raced from the Kevin Myers yard. Did a good job as a beaten favourite in the traditional lead up a fortnight ago. He'll be better for that, and I think he can win. The Great Northern Hurdle is race 4. That sees my best bet come up, which is Razor Fuasho. Just got way too far back last Sunday. Hit the line well for third. I think the extra distance is really going to play into his hands. My value for Ellerslie was Danza Lad, race 5, number 1. Found the drop back to a mile too sharp last start, but out to 2,200 suits. And Whanganui, we've got some good flat racing, including a couple of good races for the 3-year-olds. My best bet is race 8, number 4, The Wolf, who resumed at Hastings last week and had no luck. They back him up quickly. I think he can make amends. My value bet is in the Whanganui Guineas, race 7. Good race to watch. Murray Baker has a very good horse by the name of High Lad, who won on debut and has been touted as a Derby hopeful, so he will be very hard to beat. But a filly I like called Hello M'lady. Stakes competitive last season, the first up run on a tight turning track. She had no luck at all and ran fourth. Might play the value with her and save on the Quinella with High Lad.
Just being wary with that race at Ellerslie, that long jumps race might be Sky 2.
It'll be Sky 2, then it'll go to Sky 1 and back to Sky 2. And
just have the remote control at the ready and just be wary to flick back and forth.
There'll be a maiden at Mount Isa, I'm sure they'll need to pay.
Birdsville.
Picture in picture. Wyong on Friday, don't forget. A couple of listed races, Joel. The winning appliances Mona Lisa Stakes for the fillies and mares, and the Carlton Mid Wyong Gold Cup.
Yes, I brought my Wyong form guide, Barks. Normally, I'm not prepared for the Friday features, but I was today, so I'm on the ball. The Mona Lisa, first of all, race 6, number 1, El Lou, has come up very short, and why not? Her handicap rating miles ahead of the others, and she gets in with the 56 kilos, just a kilo above the minimum. She should be very hard to beat. I've got her ahead of 3 Frill Seeking, 5 Moi Bien and 10 La Muse. The Wyong Cup, didn't really have much of an opinion of this race, although Carl, you did like Sacred Master last Saturday in town and they scratched it. And I see there's already been some early support on the fixed odds for him for the Wyong Cup. Hugh Bowman to ride, so I went that way from 5 Allegria, 2 Orbeck and 1 Janoub. My best to get us a bank for those two races is race 5, number 1, Royal Tudor. Good horse, hasn't missed the Quinella. I think he's missed the Quinella 3 times in his 12 starts, something like that. He's very consistent, and he should be too good in race 5.
Okay, that wraps up a big weekend of racing. We've got Full Form for Wyong along with Bendigo Friday in your winning post this week. Our usual fine Saturday and Sunday coverage. Maori Cup being one of the highlights on Sunday. And pick it up if you haven't already, just $5 at your newsagent. Finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend.
Did you get another shorty roll last week?
I got it abandoned, actually. Oh. I got the Belmont meeting called off. They felt there was no way First Among Equals was going to get beaten, so failing that, they just had to call the whole meeting off. I'm going to go race 7, number 3, Voodoo Lad at Moonee Valley on Saturday, Joel.
We'll get a bank for that. Eagle Farm, race 1, number 13, Mad Loose Missile.
And I'll go Rough Justice, race 7, number 8, at Moonee Valley.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.